did not stop us from doing axillary dissection for a number of reasons, notably that shortly after that study came out, we started using nodal status to select patients for chemotherapy. We tried to identify subgroups of women at relatively low risk for metastases, and that was a pretty unsuccessful effort using conventional histopathologic features. Physicians were not very comfortable without having that prognostic information, and they attributed their discomfort to patients, which may or may not have been true. And, of course, axillary dissection is an excellent way to maintain local control in the axilla. So what's